I won't be before you long. But this intro is coming out strong. Shout out to the hoodie man. What's really goody, man? They were more stacked than a cookie man. Ay. Most ignorant man in the hood. 330, throw it up. What's good? Battle rap recap, dynamic duo, Waybird, Wave Gang, understood. I'm the best, better ask around. If you don't think you can catch around, I get money all day doing intros. What you think? I sit around and do nothing, you out your mind. But it ain't about me, so hit the like button and subscribe to the channel. And most importantly, put your hoodie up.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie. I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
I stay with my hoodie up.
Oh, hoodie.
I'm knocking the game down.
Oh, hoodie.
What's good? What's good? What's good? It's the most ignorant nigga in the hood, the Hoodie Man, featuring
El Presidente, Waveberg Slim, bro.
Well, you already know.
Yeah, I know.
And listen, I know. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it was some battle rap battles at an event today, but I don't give a fuck about that. I don't, because who watches a tournament to see the loser bracket? No one cares about the loser bracket. So with that being said, for all the winners of the loser bracket, congratulations. I heard JC had a redeeming battle with Kid Chaos. They said it could have went either way. El Presidente can give y'all more on that, of the winners and the losers. El Presidente, would you like to inform our listeners to the winners and losers of today's battles?
Yes, sir. I got a JC 2-1, but Kid Chaos prove that he belongs, bro. He nice. He might be the nicest in South Carolina, bro. Shout out to Swamp, but I kind of got Kid Chaos in that one. And I want to give a special shout out to a battle rapper that made history today. Reaper Rail. You are the only battle rapper I have ever seen that had their opponent choke away their second and their third round, and you lost to them some kind of way. Like, I don't know whether to congratulate you or laugh at you, but I will tell you this. That shit was trash, bro. That
fucking
garbage.
Fucking sewage fluid. See, here's my thing with Reaper.
Bro, he's the captain of the sewage fluid team after that, bro.
Okay, because this nigga, Reaper Rail, he tried to bring the smoke for Dynamic Duo, talk about, oh, channel. But like I said before, the channel can grow. Your career is dead, bro. You was on the only league that matters. You don't matter. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. You were on the only league that matters, and you don't matter. You are on the same level of Stewie Newton.
Every caffeine battle we've seen him in, he's been choking him away, bro.
Terrible.
He's fucking terrible.
Reaper Rail, you don't want no smoke with Dynamic Duo. We're being very, very light. We're throwing you jabs right now.
So
I really want to hook your fucking head off your shoulders, but me and you squash beef, so I'll hit you with the light jabs. Let me see. Oh, yeah, we'll give y'all our predictions real quick as well. Bill Collector is going to smack None None. None None, I want to tell you congratulations, because you're out of the sewage fluids, Ben. I said in previous casts ago that if you made it to where you are now, I would have to take you out, because I doubted you. I never had faith that you would made it where you made it. I will openly say that you are out of the sewage fluids, Ben. With that being said, Bill Collector's going to beat your ass. And I hope Bill Collector wins because I called Bill Collector winning this tournament before it even started, before a lot of niggas. Even when all the other names was in there, I still had Bill Collector. Now, I think the other side, and Brody can correct me, I believe is Danny Myers versus who is on that?
Holmesy.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Holmesy, you are out of the sewage fluid, man. I pulled you out a while back, but I want to elaborate that you are out because two people that I thought would never make it here made it here. And that's why I tell motherfuckers, don't bet on battle rap. Because
that's a fact, man.
If, bro, they know what they doing. We might not know, but they know what they doing. Come on now, right. Tony Bro, the judge. Like, need I say more? They know what they're doing. That's why I won't bet on it. Because if we're going off of what we seen on paper, it should have played out that way. And it did.
Yeah.
Like, we got none and Holmesy, not no shade to them, but there's battle rappers that are in there to me that a person would see on paper and feel like they're more qualified to be in the position that y'all in. But y'all showed hard work. Shout out to y'all. But I got Danny Myers beating the clown. And if a nigga want to ask me who going to win between Bill Collector and Danny Myers, I got Bill Collector. Bill Collector, take this home for me. El Presidente, what you think, brother?
You know what, bro? I'm going to take in this none versus Bill Collector. I'm going to take none.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take none.
Oh, my God.
I got to. I mean, I think with none being away for a while, there aren't many angles that can be had. And none has been working angles pretty well since he's gotten back. He's probably angled himself into this conference final. I'm gonna call it the conference finals. He's angled his way into these conference finals. I think he may try to find something with Bill, but I think he's been working. And Danny Myers versus Holmesy. I hate to do this, but I think you know where I'm going.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you know where I'm going.
But you should, because he hasn't let you down.
Let me down yet.
You should.
I'm going to take Holmesy.
I can't argue that. You know why I can't argue your picks? I will not debate your picks for this reason. Everything we thought we seen on paper has been the complete opposite.
The complete opposite.
You would not be wrong. Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. It's like the Patriots' undefeated year to me. Nobody saw them losing in the Super Bowl. No one. And what's crazy is in that season, I'm saying this to you guys because I'm a fan. That's my team.
Mm-hmm.
We beat the fucking Giants week 17 by 3 points.
Yep.
The irony to lose by 3 points is fucking crazy to me. So I'm not mad at my brother's selection.
And for the record, I won $1,000 on the New York Giants in that Super Bowl. I picked them.
You know what? Shout out to this nigga, but I'm upset because that's smart. That was smart, but I'm so upset because he went against my team. But if I was him and I was a man.
Oh, no, you gotta. It was a head over heart pick because I'm a Michigan guy and Tom Brady is our quarterback. So it hurt me to go against Brady, but it was something about that defense that year.
Bro,
that defensive line.
That and not even to go conspiracy because Brody giving it to y'all on the sports dynamic. I'll take it a little conspiracy a little bit.
There you go.
No team is going to go undefeated in this modern day NFL. We might live to see it later on in life, but that mark is known for the 72 Dolphins. And as long as the NFL will be the NFL, that's the only reason you remember the 72 Dolphins. That's it. If you make another undefeated team, they wash away in history.
That's a fact. So if they you, weren't they? They were 12-0. They didn't even go. They wasn't 16. They were playing 16 then.
Thank you. This is how I know you've been fed, because I believe they went 16, but that was playoffs included.
Yep.
So my thing is, if you take away the only thing that makes this team gloss, then they're irrelevant. And the NFL can't have that, because it's already getting low on structures of history, teams with good prestige. It's like college. There's not a lot of prestigious NFL teams outside of Cowboys, Steelers, it's recently 49ers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the Dolphins have something. Even in Dan Marino years, with all those records you broke, the 72 Dolphins is the Dolphins that people talk about. If That's the right. Patriots went undefeated, what would we say about the Dolphins? Not a goddamn thing. So nothing. The NFL know what they're doing.
Yeah. And that and no one in as far as the Vegas line, I can't remember what the exact line was, but no one was betting the Giants. They wasn't even taking the points.
So anybody who betted the Giants was making a killing.
They made a killing, yeah.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, these niggas don't know, man. Like, shout out to all our gamblers out there.
Yeah, the Giants had to win that for Vegas.
Bro. They had to. And now, bro, getting even deeper than what I did. Because
I got to follow the paper trail on money. That one, baby.
It goes back to money, like the greatest co-host said. Ain't about what you want your team to win or not. It's about what's more financial for the company. What is more lucrative?
That's a fact.
What the heck? Nigga, the Arizona Cardinals will win a Super Bowl if it got the NFL an extra $50 million.
That's
a fact. Oh, God. Kyler Murray will win a Super Bowl if he gets the NFL an extra $100 million. Listen,
that is a fact.
They don't want to hear that, though, Slim.
They don't want the truth.
Like, y'all really believe Ronda Rousey that great? Fuck no. Nah. Dana White knew that was his breadwinner. Give her some scrubs. Make her look super good.
Put her in there with the tomato cans.
Next thing you know, the bitch, I'm undefeated. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. Then they put her in there with the dogs. She got exposed.
Yep. But she caught a foot, and then she caught a fish.
But at the same time, she done did her job.
Went to sleep twice.
This is why I love where we going with this, because Ronda did her job. Her job was to bring a female audience to the sport. And she did that. Because bitches weren't going to watch UFC at first.
Shout out to Ronda Rousey.
You feel me though, Slim? If they see another bitch,
yeah,
hit a bitch. Now it's like, shit, I don't really want to box, but I can see me grappling a bitch and choking her out. Now you got a female audience. You did your job. Males like watching bitches fight. So now you got an even increased male audience. They didn't know what he was doing.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I'm going to hate on Vince McMahon, but in the Attitude Era, the nigga had bra and panty matches. Y'all
yes, can't he did.
Now, but I like the bra and panties
match. Shout out to Vince McMahon.
Man, shut up. The bra and panties matches were genius for this reason alone. Not every bitch is built like China. The bitches you want to fuck anyway. So if you want to watch bitches you would like to fuck in a wrestling ring and they can't wrestle, what better way than to make them take each other clothes off? They can't wrestle. You is not about to see Miss Elizabeth jump off the top rope and do shit. You ain't about to watch Terry Reynolds hit nobody with a spear. What the fuck? Why you think niggas put Trish... Man, don't get me...
Shout out to Trish Stratus, though.
They put Trish Stratus on a level... You feel me, Slim? Not only was she beautiful, but she could actually wrestle. Because bitches at the time just took off their bra.
And them two watermelons sitting up there.
Man.
She didn't have much in the backfield. But
no, nothing in the backfield. Lita didn't have nothing in the backfield, but you ain't going to tell me I don't want to fuck a bitch that comes out to a thong. The bitch had her thong showing on the side, nigga. You want to crack that off next. Like, oh, yeah, I'll crack that. I don't know if Matt or Jeff hitting that, but you crack that. But we just want to let y'all know, women...
How did we get here?
No, I'm about to tell you why. I got here. Women are valuable. Which segues into what I'm about to tell y'all.
Oh, man.
Ladies, if you agree to be a side bitch, then play your role. Don't sign an application saying, I want to be your side piece. Then when another bitch pulls up and sign an application to be the main piece, you mad. It's kind of like going to a job and you signed up for part-time, but realize your schedule freed up and you want full-time, but dang what you signed up for. So now you got to earn full-time, but you're so lazy and pathetic and petty. You're like, why can't you just give me full-time? That's your side. Listen, you get what you pay for and you get what you sign up for. The reason why I'm going into this is because a lot of y'all get mad at y'all position and y'all bring smoke to people who don't deserve y'all smoke. When in the initial, and that this is me being honest, y'all initiate contact. Y'all are the ones who put yourself on blast to try to expose a nigga when you're only exposing yourself. Because if I'm outside looking in, which I am, and you take a picture with another nigga, which you did, then I don't think that the nigga you trying to play is crazy. I think you're a hoe.
Oof.
I can't think that nigga crazy. I'm not going to think that nigga crazy. That's like if a motherfucker say, oh, that nigga hoodie man is such a thot. And your rebuttal to that is you taking a photo with another nigga. Who's the hoe?
Damn.
So people didn't even put that into perspective. Then you got to think. So then you get on your shit. And you say, fuck everybody. Now I'm about to clear this up right now because I don't give a shit who gets offended.
Mm-hmm.
It was me that put up an appreciation blog to support your channel. It was El Presidente
going there
that made sure to slide your clothing line in every podcast. Sometimes he ain't even run it by me. He just slid it in there. It was so quick, I couldn't even edit the shit out. If I wanted to, not saying I did. If I wanted to, I couldn't. And the thanks that me and this man get is fuck y'all. When nobody supported you, you called us. You called us. Nor is that ain't my business, but I'm going to state the real. You called us to vent. And we, as grown men, opened our ears for you. Because it hurts a grown man to see a woman crying. Let me repeat that. It hurts a real grown man to see a woman crying. Even if you don't know what the situation about. Nor did the woman tell me what the situation about because it's none of my business. But then when you bring it to the forefront and makes it everybody else's business, then it's ball game. You can't get mad at do a rebuttal to it. But my thing is this. Put some respect on the Dynamic Duo name. Because not ever did we come out here and slander your name. Not ever did we come out here and talk shit about you or say that you was corny or fuck you doing anything you do. We don't act like that. That's emotional shit. You can be unapologetic. You ain't got to apologize to me. But what I'm going to say is this because nobody else ain't going to say it. You don't want no smoke with me. I'm not looking for smoke with you because I've proven how much I supported you. You don't want no smoke with the hoodie man. And I'm going to leave it at that. Give me your take, Presidential Slim.
Man, you know, this one is difficult for me because of the love I got for this person. So I don't want to even get into the other part of this, the reason why you did the video. But what you said in the video, it was out of line. It was bad. I feel like Wave Gang members caught stray bullets thrown because of your anger with someone else who's a part of us, but you sent shots at all of us. And you know, I've talked to a person, I mean, you know, many times, because you know that's family, you know what I mean? But to go on to a major person's Facebook group in the community and to say, you know, fuck the Wave, which, you know what I'm saying, like, that's not really a big deal. It's really not. You know what I'm saying? Like, people say fuck the Wave all the time. A lot of people don't like us. But, you know, you are a part of us. And you made it your business to take out EBK Scorsese and Polo Mr. Suburbs. You made it known that you were not talking to them, but you didn't, you know, elaborate and put, you know, the dynamic duo in there. Now, I feel like, you know, in our conversations, you've always said, you know, oh man, you know, I love you, Slim. I love Hoodie. I love Dynamic Duo. You know what I mean? Like, y'all support me. Y'all do this. Y'all do that. You know what I mean? So it's not like you haven't said it. But to go on the big platform and then say, fuck us, you didn't exclude Dynamic Duo. You know what I'm saying? So publicly, it's fuck all of us. But privately, you take us out. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Even being like, fuck the Wave, that's not cool. That's not cool. It's not. Because there's a lot of Wave members that I showed this person that I love deeply. You know what I'm saying? Like this is family to me. Like, we've shown you love. I've shown love. Hoodie shown love. Hoodie did a whole blog like promoting the channel of the person. I watch all of Glock's videos. Glock shouts you out regardless. Capology Facts always shouts this person out. Delicate Jewel always shouts this person out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, if you have certain beefs, there are people in our group that always shout this person out regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always gone out of my way. Like, I don't do it for recognition. You know what I'm saying? Because this is somebody I love, bro. Like this is like my sister. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, leaving the Wave is one thing. You know what I mean? Because, you know, that doesn't affect the relationship I have with this person. So, you know what I'm saying? If you want to leave, cool. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't affect our relationship at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, not one bit. Because our relationship is deeper than a group. Even though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love the group. Like, shout out to everybody in the Wave. Straight up. Like, an amazing group of people. Her beef with the group is something that's very separate from the relationship I have with her. Because, you know what I'm saying, like, we like I said, we family, bro. Like, we really are family. It's just the fact that, you know, the beef you have needs to be with the person you have the beef with. Whether she's right or wrong with having the beef, she feels like she was wronged. So, you know what I'm saying? That's good enough for me. But at the same time, to put it out there publicly is not good. You know what I'm saying? To involve people that are not involved is not cool. And I know, you know what I'm saying, there was an alcohol influence. She was holding up the bottle in the videos. So I, you know what I'm saying, she took drinks from the bottle. So I really do feel like she was intoxicated. But that only tells me that your inner feelings was coming out. A drunk mind speaks sober thoughts. And my thing is, you know what I'm saying, like, I understand you feel like you were done wrong. Your heart was broken in the situation. But that doesn't mean to involve our entire group with that. Making it public isn't the way to go. And you know what I'm saying, just sending out stray bullets at innocent bystanders, that's not right. It's not right, bro.
It isn't.
No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I have, like, when I say I got love for this person, like, I really do. Like, you know it, Hoodie. Like, you know how I feel about this person. Like, this person is my sister, bro. And I have told her, man, just leave this alone. Leave it alone. Just move on. You got so many good things going. Why are you making public a situation nobody needs to know about? You know what I'm saying?
And don't want to listen.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And especially when no one looks good. Nobody looks good. And even in the Norbs et al. Post, that post came across more as fuck the wave than the person you're actually mad at.
Facts.
You complimented the person you're mad at many different times in that post.
Oh, Denison.
But you shit on the rest of us. And that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know you love that person. We know you do. But what about the rest of us? The one that showed you love? It's fuck us. And then it's halfway fuck this person. And you halfway show them love. But everybody else is like, fuck them. The only people that were excluded, like I said when I started, was Polo. Shout out to Polo, the OG, man. That's my guy right there, bro. No lie. And EBK, master editor. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow. You know what I mean? And I understand. You know what I'm saying? You were on that bottle. So I'm not mad. I'm really not mad, bro. I swear to God. I'm not mad at her.
Me either, to be honest. I'm actually more disappointed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at her at all.
I'm super disappointed.
It's always love. Yeah, it's the disappointment. It's the disappointment. Because we caught straight bullets that we didn't deserve. The rest of the wave, we did not deserve it. How you feel about how you were wronged by that person? Hey, you know what? That's between y'all. I do not care about none of that. You know what I'm saying? I do not care. All I want to do is make sure my sister good. She able to move on with her happiness. She got so much good stuff going on. But it's always, you know what I'm saying, she keeps looking back. You keep looking back. You know what I'm saying? They make cars with rear view mirrors only because sometimes you gotta back up. But if you ain't backing up, you don't need to look at it. If you going straight forward, you don't need to look in that rear view mirror. Why are you going backwards? keep going forward. All the things you've done. You are on a channel that doesn't have a super amount of subs, but everyone in battle rap knows you because you've made a name for yourself. Which tells me that you have a charisma. You know what I'm saying? You got a charisma that a lot of people don't have. You got talent that a lot of people don't have. If my sister focuses on her talent and stop focusing on that rearview mirror, she will be unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? And this isn't something that I haven't said to her. Like, you got a lot going on that's great. Leave all of that stuff alone.
She can't move on, man. And like you said, you keep looking in your rear view, how you gonna drive forward?
Right.
So it's like, I mean, and also sorry, because y'all was just, everything you saying is just hitting like a ton of bricks, and it's like, that's what we want you to understand.
Right, no, no.
You know what I'm saying? But like, fuck the wave. When you know, like, seriously, if I was fuck the people that I know that I had a panel on at my neck,
yeah,
off next, and I don't even know none of them. But you gonna instantly put a blog out like, oh well, me and Hoodie Man used to be cool, but if you gonna talk like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? I just want you to know, my love, keep the good work on battle rap, because battle rap, I have no issue with you. But you ain't gotta say fuck the gang when you know I'm gang. Because when nobody's gonna come out and defend the gang, I will. I'll be the crash test dummy. But
yeah,
oh, that's what we really wanted to let you know, sis. Like, Slim, you got anything else you want to say? Because otherwise than that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna make it quick, bro.
Do your thing.
Like, man, I cannot state just how much I love this person. Like, I really do have sisterly love for this person. It's just, you need to focus on your positives, the positive things you got going on, the positive things you're doing. If you have a beef with this one person, let it go. It's not worth it. Don't take it out on the rest of us. Because we've all shown you love. We all really have. Everyone's shown you love. But you're so fixated on getting love from that one person that if you don't get it from them, then it's fuck the rest of us. And it shouldn't be like that. When I heard that video, it really, you know what I'm saying, it really woke me up. You know what I'm saying? It was like, wow. Because I know, like, in our gang, I watch everybody's shit. Everybody shows you love in their videos. Everybody shows you love. Me, Hoodie, Jewel, Glock. I mean, Cap. We all show love. You've been on Cap's show. Sean, we all shout you out. We all love you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, the only person that I know that acts like you're not there, and that's because of you guys' personal beef. Your personal beef. And if there's another person you have a personal beef with that you don't understand, take it to that person. But don't take it out on all of us. Like, we always show you love. We always shout you out. I don't want to say, because you know, I've talked to you. You always tell me how much you love me and Hoodie. You always say it. But when you got to that big audience, it was fuck us. The only people that you did not, that you excluded were Polo and EBK. When I know for a fact that all of us show you love. But your beef is with one person. And like I said, to start, if you want to leave the wave, that's cool. You are always my sister. I will always love you. I will always pick up the phone when you call. I will always listen. But don't get on the big platform and have it be fuck everybody. That's not right. It's not right, sis. And I'm only saying this because I love you. And I always will. But don't take out your beef on that one person on everybody. There's no need to make this all public. No one needs to know what's going on. All the people that matter know. We feel bad that you feel bad. But at the end of the day, that is something between two people that none of us should be involved in. None of us should really have an opinion on. None of us should really take a side in. We listen because that's it. We're not here to pick sides. We know you need to get it off your chest. We don't want you to go to the internet with it. So when you tell us, it's dead there. But you took it to the internet anyway. And that's not right. The reason the ears are open is so you don't have to take it to the internet. We know how you are. We know that when you get in your mood, when you get into your feelings, you want to release the shit. And that's why I'm there. So there's really no need for you to go to the internet. Anything you need to say, get it off your chest to me. It's not going anywhere. I'm not telling anybody. That's why I wanted to be that net for you so you don't have to go to the internet. But you did it anyway. And when you did, it was fuck me and everybody else. And when I say it, I promise you I'm not taking it serious. I'm not taking it serious. I'm not taking it to heart because I know you was on the bottle. You was in your feelings. Shit just come out. That does not affect our relationship. It doesn't affect our bond. All I want you to know is I'm here to be that net so you don't make those decisions to just go blast your business out there. And I'm asking you, matter of fact, I'm begging you to not do it. Stop putting it out there. It doesn't belong in the internet. It doesn't belong in the street because nobody looks good. No matter how you try to paint yourself to look good, you do not look good. You just don't. And everything I'm saying is out of love, sis. I promise you. Other than that, man, like Wave Gang forever, man. I want to send a shout out EJ. I want to send a shout out to Polo. Shout out Glock, Cat, Pretty Money, EBK, Deleted Gang, John Real, motherfucking Delicate Jewel, my motherfucking brother, Hoodie Man. King Cole.
You already know.
Motherfucking Wayne. Dave. You know what I'm saying?
We a big ass group.
We a big group, man. And I'm trying not to forget anybody, but if I did, I swear to God, I promise I apologize. But it's love, bro.
Nobody hates the person that we're talking
about.
The topic of discussion, like we said, was if you can't aim, don't shoot. If you are only going to send stray bullets that can hit innocent bystanders, don't shoot. Before you start going off, go to the gun range verbally first. Practice in the mirror of what you're going to say, how you're going to say it. And be presentable, because the only reason why a person goes live is because they're screaming for attention. People in their normal neighborhood won't look at them, so maybe other people across the world will. And that's what you was waiting on, the attention. But you don't need to do that when there's people here that love and appreciate you. And I know that the viewers are probably going to be disappointed because they want to hear the Dynamic Duo do what we do best and go off and snap on people. But when it's somebody you love, you don't do that.
No, that's a fact, bro.
Like, you know they need help.
Love is love.
They need help for real. Like, and it's not saying bad, like, psychiatric or they're losing their mind. It's just more of you just want a shoulder to lean on. And that's cool. There's many people in the world like that. But going that way about it is going to make you more enemies than friends. And because other people some people might hear it, some people might not. You might even drop the video, you know what I'm saying? Take it off the fucking page. But the point is that you don't want that image when you're actually talented. Like my brother Lapierre, you have charisma, you know what to say to people.
All the charisma in the world, bro.
To get to where you want to be. So if you're not going to direct your anger to the person that made you mad, which I'm not condoning in starting drama, then don't say nothing. Because I'm not about to get on here and have fake beef with anyone. And that's just my personal take on it, because to me, it's a whole bunch of hoopla. It's a whole bunch of fake beef. You're not really mad at the person, nor is you really mad at Wade. You just, because you want to feel accepted, and you shouldn't have to, because you already accepted. You don't get. You're already accepted. You're looking for something that you already have. So, with that being said, I am the Hoodie Man. He is
El Presidente Waveberg Slim.
And we out this bitch, man. Tune in for tomorrow's episode where we discuss the five positions that women will get a quick nut from.
Oh, boy, you're fucking...
I'm talking shit. This is a Battle Rap podcast. I'm sorry, y'all. Just talking shit. But love, peace, and chicken
grease
on hood. You already know, man. We out this bitch.
Shout out Wave Gang, baby.
Wave Gang, you already know.